Welcome to the musical themed part of Radio Free London. Me, John the Night Bat, carrying you through this early March Monday morning. First up is a new field recording from just a few hours after the Sunday service that you just heard, March 1st at Dundas Central United Church. I recorded the London Community Orchestra. This is a volunteer orchestra that has been around for decades and performs 3 concerts a year. I recorded them in 2023 and found the time to get back to them this year. I recorded their concert last December as well, and this March 1st concert is the 2nd in their season. It's comprised in 2 parts by composers I've never heard of before, and I heard from more than one musician that they were quite pleased with the pieces their conductor Len had chosen because everybody got to play a lot. And I've recorded them enough to be able to see some orchestral traditions. And it might just be for this orchestra, but I found them interesting. Like, for instance, you will hear 2 types of applause. When you hear the blah, 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 on the underneath of the applause, that is the orchestra applauding with their feet, because many of them have instruments, I assume, that make it difficult to clap. So when you hear the rumble underneath the applause, that's the orchestra applauding, say, the introduction of the conductor, Len, or in this case, the soloist. And when you hear applause without the rumble, that is the audience applauding the orchestra. Also, before the pieces begin, the orchestra leader, Carolyn, stands up with her violin, and you hear them. They all play their instruments 3 times, whether it's to key them in or get an idea of how loud the instruments are around them. Again, I have no idea. I suppose I could Google it, but I like having mystery in my life. So with that, I will turn it over to Susan Hunt, the president of the orchestra and also one of the musicians, for a short introduction, and then the London Community Orchestra here on Radio Free London.
It's lovely to see everybody here. My name is Susan Hunter, and I'm the president of the London Community Orchestra. It's my pleasure to welcome you here today for your concert. I'd like to begin by acknowledging that the land on which we gather here today is a traditional territory of the Attawandaren, the Anishinaabeg, the Haudenosaunee, and the Uwapiwap peoples, who have a long-standing relationship to the land-water region of southwestern Ontario. Would also like to thank Dundas Street Central United Church for their ongoing support. After the concert, there will be a reception that will be held in the auditorium, which is directly across from the sanctuary. I ask you to please come and join us for refreshments and to meet the orchestra. We also encourage you to donate to the Churches Out of the Cold program that helps support people in our community in need. So please consider leaving a donation if you can, and donation plates are on the table. We would also like to thank our donors whose generous contributions are what make our performances possible. Your support is a powerful vote of confidence for our work and is essential to bringing the power of live orchestral music to our community. For that, we are truly grateful. We would ask you to turn off all electronic devices and that you do not take any pictures or videos unless you've been given permission by the orchestra. When you leave the building today, please leave through the doors in which you came in on. A couple words about today's concert. So it features work by Saint-Saëns as well as Liszt. Hans Christian Andersen said that when words fail, music speaks. Our music director and conductor, Lynn Ingrow, has said today's concert program creates the impression of a single four-movement work whose overall emotional trajectory moves from conflict to grace to grief to gracefulness and finally triumph. Already topics where we know words can sometimes fail to provide that depth. So we hope the music speaks to you deeply today. And our soloist for today's concert is the orchestra's very own Brian Donahue, who will be performing two pieces by Saint-Saëns. And lastly, if you enjoyed today's concert, then please consider attending our final concert of the season, which will be on Sunday, May 3rd, featuring works by Beethoven, his first piano concerto, and music by Wagner. I hope you enjoy today's concert.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Caroline. Is that it? Is that it? Oh. I was just...
And there you have the London Community Orchestra performing at Dundas Central United Church on the afternoon of March 1st. I'm going to make this the end of part two of Radio Free London for podcast purposes. Stay tuned for part three.